From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, Iraqi troops are launching a long-anticipated ground offensive to retake the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. The operation is the largest military operation in Iraq since U.S. combat forces left 5 years ago. It involves Kurdish fighters, federal police, Sunni tribal fighters, Shiite militia forces, as well as airstrikes and other support from U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State for the past 2 years in Iraq and Syria. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared Monday his nation will celebrate victory as one, but the commander of the U.S.-led coalition cautioned it could take weeks or even longer to recapture Mosul. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the EU is not considering sanctioning Russia over its actions in Syria. Mogherini said there are discussions about sanctions against members of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government and stressed the need for those who have an influence on the various players in the conflict to find a way to talk and seek solutions. Her comments came a day after Secretary of State John Kerry warned of possible sanctions related to the situation in Syria and harshly criticized Russia's military actions there.
We are considering additional sanctions, and we are also, let me make it clear, President Obama has not taken any option off the table at this point in time. So we'll see where we are in the next few days in the context of the discussions we're having.
Kerry says he and other foreign ministers have to exhaust every possibility to find a way to halt the fighting. Multiple previous ceasefires have broken down throughout the more than 5 years of war.